From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
You know what I was talking about, eh, Troy?
I have a suspicion, yeah.
Hi, Troy, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Last week you had just a pile of absolute boomers for us, and Sarah wasn't here. I'll be telling you how good they were.
I know, I'm pretty jealous, to be honest.
You missed out. Well, you didn't completely miss out. You could still go up to the shop if you wanted.
I know.
There's the shop where they sell the records that we're talking about.
I had to put them into the system as well, and I was listening to them going, oh.
Oh. Poor Sarah, eh?
We got some good stuff today, though.
I'm sure you do, pal. What have you got for us today, Roy?
Wow.
All right. James, drum roll.
We'll start. It's basically everything we're playing today is from the 1970s. But I'm guessing that none
of the things, same.
I'm guessing that none of the things we're playing from the 70s today you're familiar with, or most people will be familiar with.
All right, then, Mr. Super Cool Rare. Bloody rear groove, bring it on. Let's see. Let's just see. All someone right. Someone out there will know it, and they go, "Ha ha, Troy! Ha ha!
I've known that forever."
old doozy! I just sold this. Right. So, what do we got? What do we got?
Where do you want to start with?
It's your call.
All right. Well, let's start with that 7-inch single that's over there. Now, this is a group who are called the Apostles.
Yep.
And they've been going since 1973. Are still going. But what we've got here is something which was the title track of an album they did in 1977. Read that title out to me, please, Mike.
Banco Woman!
Correct.
What does Banco Woman mean?
I really don't know.
I'll look it up. This is the beauty of living in the future. You carry on, I'll look it up.
All right, so what we have, it's basically, it has a big sticker, a helpful sticker on the front of the 7-inch, which explains, it's on the bag, you can't see it on there, which explains that this is a super rare Afro-funk groove.
It's an Afro-funk disco bomb, apparently.
A disco bomb, indeed.
Is this Don't Hustle for Love, Apostles? Same groove?
Same groove.
Do you want to describe that picture? Come on now, Troy!
Can that be a one-word answer? No.
Yeah, no. What do you think of the pictures of the apostles on the back there?
I love it. I'm looking at these dudes in the back there. They're sort of weird, like, I don't know, since you're talking 70s, not even photocopied, gestetned pictures of some dudes there wearing some fancy suits.
I do like the hat.
The hat's very good. Murphy Williams is wearing the hat. Also, there's one of those slouch hats by Benjamin Namadu Davison, who was the organ pianist. Walton Arangwa, lead guitar. Shaikh Fushin Okaro, lead singer. But he's the lead singer, but he's in the corner. But Murphy Williams is the singer, gets the big picture.
Yeah, Murphy's the band leader.
Yep. Chicago Nowaha, conga. Henry Asutandu, bass guitar. And Harrison MBA, rhythm guitar.
So it's an 8-piece band you can hear on this single, Banco Woman.
What are you gentlemen up to? Hey, yes. It does beg the question, who is Banco Woman?
Well, she's on the cover.
We shan't describe her for you, but you can check it out in store, should you wish.
Why can't we describe that?
You can, it's just...
It's a stylized African woman.
Leave something to the imagination.
Who is thoroughly gesticulating and gyrating. So when's this from? When's this recorded?
This is 1977. Banco Woman was an album which came out then, not worldwide. So this is like the Cultures of Soul label who have put this out do some really, really fine excavation work, and they manage to, they always get to work with the proper master tapes. They contacted
God bless folks that do that, eh?
Yeah. They've contacted the remaining members of the Apostles who played on this record, who were all keen on having this put out.
Why do I know that song you just mentioned about the Apostles, Sarah?
We played it the other morning.
You played? Yeah, we did too. Yes, right. Yes, did. All right. My God, we're all on the same page here. Heart out.
Okay, so this one here, Limited Cultures of Soul, 7-inch. The B-side is Faith, Luck and Music.
Should we ever listen to that?
Go on then. Faith, Luck and Music. What I do like about this is... yeah, go on. What I do like about this is on the original...
It's a cool-looking 7-inch.
A what?
It's a cool-looking 7-inch.
Isn't it? On the original LP...
You can pop out the middle if you need to, eh?
If you want to dink it for a jukebox, you're right. Side one, which was Bunko Woman, that was actually the first song on side one of the LP, and Faith, Luck and Music was the first song on side two of the LP. Check this.
Where are they from again? Where are they from? They're from...
Is it Abu is the name of the place? Oh, Abo. It's East Nigeria, anyway.
If you're at a party and you turned that down, you'd be a dick.
I agree. Like I said, the Apostles are still playing now.
Good on them.
Three of them who are on this record are still in the group now, and they still play. Don't know if they still make records, nonetheless.
Well, there's that record. That's a new pressing of the 7-inch, isn't it?
Yep, brand new. Bunko Woman is the name of it. We got a few copies in store, and I think once they're gone, they'll be gone. It's you know,
it's a treat for collectors.
Murphy Williams with his hat. You got to see that.
Yep.
Okay, next records we'll go to is actually we'll stay on the African continent, shall we? That's
Please.
What we'll do. Now there's a new compilation on the Fantastic Now Again label, and it's part one. Volume one, there's the second volume will be out in a couple of weeks. It is called, it's a long title, it's called Welcome to Zamrock, How Zambia's Liberation Led to a Rock Revolution. 2LP set. Okay.
Okay, so once again, that name of that 2LP set is...
Welcome to Zamrock, How Zambia's Liberation Led to a Rock Revolution. Volume one. So
at last.
you know about Zambia, like a lot of African
no,
nations...
No, I don't know much about Zambia rock, to be honest. But
well, not about Zambia rock, but Zambia itself, 1964, gained independence from Britain. And for about a decade, there was a boom. Copper mining, a wealthy nation, became one of the most urbanised African nations of the time. The bottom fell out of the copper. The government, who had been...
I have heard the story from...
You would have,
For some reason, I've heard this whole story recently about the bottom falling out of the Zambian copper industry. Seriously, yeah.
Well, anyway, so things didn't go so good. But in the boom time, this thing which we now call Zamrock came about. Now, what it was... I mean, I hate being reductionist about it because it's more than just what we're going to say it is. But basically, if you wanted to oversimplify it for a dummy, you would say... Oh,
rock from Zambia.
You would say rock from Zambia that took cues from Hendrix, Black Sabbath and James Brown.
See? That's perfect. What you'd say. Perfect. Shall we have a listen?
Yeah. This one here is from the Ngozi family.
This is awesome already.
In the morning, I get some places. I meet some girl. I gotta say, hi, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Okay, so see that. That's the beauty of your your Hendrix riffing and your James Brown lyrics.
I get to town.
That's telling us it's a full. It's basically a schedule. It's an itinerary.
Let's do what he meets now.
I gotta say, hi, brother.
I'm invested. I'm there right along with him.
Hi, brother.
I'm vicariously Zamrocking.
I dig it. Come on.
Yeah. How old's this?
This is 1976. This came
Shut
out.
Up.
I tell you,
yeah. Really.
The Ngozi family what now again have put means. Out an album that this is on as well, but.
Am I next to you?
Oh, listen to it. Listen now.
He's your brother.
Hey.
You gotta respect him.
Sounds like an African royal blood.
When I wake up,
so what's the lineup there? What's going on musically there? Drums, obviously.
Yeah, this is a five-piece band. The drummer Chrissy Tembo became quite famous on his own in the Zamrock thing. He appears on the album with his group. But Paul Ngozi, the main guy, not actually a family at all. It's his group.
I see. Taking liberties there, but yep, sure.
And he plays guitar, which you will hear a fantastic solo very soon.
In the morning, I meet some boy. I gotta say, hi, brother.
Okay, the solo's coming, but just before that, I'll tell you who else is on the record. Witch, who you've probably heard of.
Hi,
famous band from Zambia called Witch. Dr. Footswitch. I think the solo's coming up.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Oh, Amonizer on there, who you might have heard of before.
Woo-hoo! Just switch it in the middle, man. Woo. Souls, I'll take that. That's awesome.
Vote for this song in the top 10.
Well, it is great. One of the strange things about a lot of the groups on this compilation is that these weren't just like sort of some cool hipster underground thing. These groups were massive in Zambia. Like,
really? Wow.
Ngozi family would be playing stadiums, so would Witch, you know. These were huge. This was the music of the time, which I think is just quite stunning considering we're so ignorant in, you know, in other parts of the world.
But I guess, you know, it was in those days to get a record like that, you'd have to A, find out about it, B, order it somewhere from one of the kindly record stores that would do that sort of thing, and then wait.
Yeah, wait.
Just wait. Wait.
And when it came out,
you go
in
there every week, goes in, and they go, nah, and you go, just happened to me so many times. So that's indicative of obviously the whole compilation, you said?
Compilation. Yep. It's all in that kind of vein. It's all sort of got that same kind of attitude and punch. Tremendous group of. Bunch of groups on it. Welcome to Zamrock Volume 1. Like I said, Volume 2 is coming in a couple of weeks, which I'm pretty excited about now.
Vinyl or vinyl CD or?
Double vinyl, two LP sets.
Heavy vinyl?
Yes, it is heavy vinyl. But yeah. But there is CD available for those who want to play things in the car.
Does anyone put out, apart from obviously, you know, crappy modern bands, but do people put out flimsy vinyl anymore? You're doing yourself a disservice, aren't you?
I did read something we were offered the other day, a particular
It's the Diet Coke of LPs. Yeah.
Well, we were offered a 7-inch that was a flexi disc.
See, that's okay. That's a different. I meant a flexi disc. We're talking about that one, the Wales one that came with the National Geographic.
Comes
okay.
In the front of a magazine.
Yeah. Kerrang used to do a couple of those too.
My favourite flexi disc of all time was by Splodgenessa Bounds. And it was their version of Hawaii.
Sorry, a bigger pun.
Splodgenessa Bounds.
Splodgenessa Bounds.
Yep. And classic. They did a version of Hawaii 5-0 called Yarmouth 5-0.
I don't know whether mine is the moon landing one from National Geographic or the whale talk one.
Songs of the Humpback Whale.
You know, late at night, you could hear the whales calling, and that sound, it moved my heart.
It's one of the only animals to have a top 40 album, I believe. Anyway,
let's not get into the whale thing again.
Sorry,
we did that last week again while you're away.
What else do we have?
Okay.
Right, well, we'll stay on the same label, a very similar label, now again.
We're still on the dark continent of Africa, are we?
No.
Mysterious.
No, now we've moved to the dark continent of the United States of America.
No.
1978, the bustling metropolis of Des Moines, Iowa. You know where that is?
Midwest.
Yeah, well, it's in the Midwest, yeah. I've been there, but I've been to lots of
places. Why did you go there for?
We were on tour. We did a show in... I can't remember.
How was it? Compared to the others, where did it sit? Was it a sort of just tick the box and move on, or was it a standout?
I'd say it was pretty much of a standout. Those Midwest audiences, you can't imagine they have much else to do the rest of the time.
Oh, that's very presumptuous, Troy.
Well, it is presumptuous, but you know, it was actually on that same. No, I won't even.
Okay, so right. What year? So for Iowa, what year?
1978. Now, in 1978...
Good times. The 78s around that time in America, good time to be alive in America, I think.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know either, actually. I'm just imagining...
Yeah. But Split Decision Band is the name of the group. They put out a fantastic single, which we're going to hear, and it was one of those singles which gained traction over the years amongst, you know, those hip sort of DJ types that would be... playing dances and such like. So, I mean, everyone, or a lot of people already knew about this.
The local hop.
Yeah, yep. And the Now Again label, they tracked down the main guy in the group and said, it's a pity you didn't do another single. He goes, we did a whole album that never got released. Aha!
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't initially scream Midwest to me at all.
No. This is a really class record.
Put an owl back at Iowa.
Wait for the owl. Wanted up, but wanted up for a brand new love.
Everybody's true. Great music. Great music.
Okay, the singer you hear is Gordon Starr Flipping. Real name.
Gordon Starr Flipping.
Yep.
So he...
who in later years did some work with...
He didn't decide to shorten it to Gordon Starr or Star Flippin'? Or Gordon Flippin'?
I wish I brought this in because you would love the sleeve of this. The Split Decision Band. They had some
isn't that a funny name for a band? Can't think of a name. So call it the Split Decision Band. Still, tune. Party. All night long. I tell you what, as someone who enjoys putting in the hard yards when it does come to partying, I look back at these musicians who instructed us to party all night long and thank them. Good advice. How many piece band, Troy?
Seven.
Holy shit. Everybody's watching up for a brand new love. And everybody's true. Sound like a band that'd be having some sex. You know? Cause my body, you
party all night long. What's that?
Pardon? And you never know where to start. What did your medical cakes before?
Oh, God. Special occasion
unhealthy
foods.
Special occasion foods. Brought to you by unhealthy special occasion foods.
Tasty unhealthy special occasion.
Which might have been a better name for the band, Split Decision Band, but still, there we go. So that's an album?
Yeah, no, it's a real special album. It was... they put it out 2 months ago as a special subscriber-only thing, and now they've done a pressing of 1,000 on, like, with a super heavyweight gatefold sleeve. Really amazing, pristine pressing. And it's on the part of the Now Again label called the Now Again Reserve Edition label.
So just on the vinyl?
Just on the vinyl.
Rightfully so.
Oh, you do get a download code, but you can't buy the download code separate.
No, couldn't.
But
so they're not. I mean, they're not ignoring the future, you know.
No.
All the modern styles.
Yeah, but think, if this album, which was not released back in 78, had come out then, would it have been...
Any reason why it wasn't released?
There was no interest from the label that had put out that single we heard Watching Out. Had no interest in putting out an album, or maybe just didn't have the money to put behind it.
Mm. Too wasted on cocaine, probably back in those days.
Oh, yeah, that was a big problem in Iowa.
A texter's telling us that that is apparently where Bill Bryson is from.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Different accents. It doesn't sound like Bill Bryson singing that.
No, not really.
I'd like to hear Bill Bryson singing that. That'd be funny.
Full on audiences. Bill Bryson.
Oh, he's got some sort of hybrid, weird half living in England now accent.
I think he does.
I love Bill Bryson. I love him. He's so good. He's really cuddly as well.
He sounds cuddly too.
He is cuddly. Comes and gives you a big cuddle in his tweed coat.
Well, then it's not false advertising. Yeah.
Tell you, we were talking the other day, Troy. You might remember this too. The guy from the Mountain Goats. What a cuddly guy that guy was.
Oh, John. Yeah, he was a good guy.
What a good guy.
He's wonderful. I love him.
Do you know? I knew he was a good guy when this was. Would have been about. Was it about 12 years ago that he came here? Maybe. And it was just about the time where people started growing beards.
Folks were doing it a little earlier than that, Troy.
Well, yeah, but they just seemed... I just noticed them then. Anyway, I was talking to John from the Mountain Goats about that. I said, oh, there's these bands all coming out with beards. And he goes, well, I'm very sorry. If you've got a beard, I haven't listened to your record.
Oh.
And I thought, this guy's a good
prejudice.
Guy.
What's the 33 and a third he wrote? Was it Master of Puppets?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
wonderful.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. It's really, really great.
Look, I think we're departing a wee bit from the segment here, but for those people who don't know what the 33 and a third series is,
It's
so good.
Very small pocket-sized books about specific albums. So there's an entire book on Metallica's Master of Puppets, and it's written by John Darnielle.
I've got three on the waiting to read list. One's Afghan Whig's Gentleman, and the other one is Jeff Buckley's album, and the other one's the Slayer album.
Oh, the Rain and Blood book? That's
Rain
a good
Blood
one.
Book, yeah.
One of my favourites.
Because I find Slayer really funny. I've never found them scary at all.
Well, they're not scary.
Metallica was scary back in the day.
Slayer weren't scary.
Slayer aren't scary. Neither are Morbid Angel.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, they're hilarious.
You could check
they're
out...
The Hudson and Hall's of bloody death metal.
You could check out a 33 and a third book by Drew Daniel from
Matmos. They're all amazing, eh?
They are.
From where, sorry?
Matmos. And,
oh, yeah.
He wrote a book on... Throbbing Gristle's 20 Jazz Funk Greats.
Did he?
And it's amazing. Yeah.
What a great present that would be, the whole collection of those. Anyway, so we depart from your record store, yes. Southbound Records, where all these songs you played us today, all these artists you played us today, all these pieces of beautiful pieces of vinyl that you've brought along are available.
Yes, Apostles was the first thing we heard, Bunko Woman 7-inch, and we heard from the Welcome to Zamrock Volume 1 double LP set, and we just heard them from Split Decision Band, self-titled, previously unreleased full-length album.
How much are we talking for the Welcome to Zamrock Volume 1?
What's the going
reets on that, man?
It's our normal price for a double LP, which I can't remember what it is.
Bullshit.
But I mean, it's not super expensive. Oh, come on.
Regular price. No, yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
I think it's 44. Yeah.
Or you could just go out and buy, some other crappy record. Go and buy a good one. Buy a good one and like that. Thank you very much, Troy. That's, once again, a boomer from The Crate. Thank you so much.
From The Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.